All right, cool.
Wait, say hi to Iggy because he's gonna hear this.
Hey, Iggy. This is not the podcast yet. We're just sticking around.
They're just sticking. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. That should be our intro.
You're listening to the G-Spot. The G is for geek. Only on Project Nerd.
It should just be a bunch of sound bites of us like trying to do different intros, like we do the Simpsons.
Then we get copyright infringement.
We stop right before it. Like,
yeah. Bum 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 bum. And
Floppy wiener. Oh, that's really. And hello, everybody. Welcome to G Spot. I am Sarah, cosplay mama. I will go as Sarah.
And I am D, the one and only DK.
Awesome. All right, I have a really fun game, D. We should just do this. Every time I say your full name on accident, we should bleep me out. And then I think maybe near the end of a season, we should count how many times I made that mistake and then come up with some sort of like punishment, like take drinks or...
Yeah, I was going to say drinking.
Drinking, or we'll come up with something, but I think, Iggy, let's start doing that. I'm down. It's my fault. It's the only way I'm going to learn.
I mean, I did it the other day, or the first time we did it, so...
Okay, I'm you can join us. Yeah, that's great. Okay, awesome. We have an interesting show today. Really quick, we're so behind. By the time these come out, it doesn't even matter, but I'm going to do it.
Final Fantasy VII Remake just got released.
What year is it? Hey, what'd you think of the Bundy film from Netflix?
Okay, so, I mean, people were like, oh, it's glorifying Ted Bundy, but I didn't really see it as such. Like, he's such a schmuck, and like, okay, it's played by Zac Efron, and like, he does exactly what like Ted Bundy does, and like, it is dramatized, and like, you know, you gotta jazz it up a little, but like, at the end, they show, you know, actual clips of Ted Bundy like doing what Zac Efron did in the film, and I was like, yeah, Ted Bundy was a straight up sociopath, mm-hmm. like. He thought he was innocent until the day he friggin' died, but we know he wasn't.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. I don't know. I liked it, but there was a point where it got a little boring for me, and I'm not saying, like, I need to see, like, slasher, but the whole thing was it Elizabeth? What was his girlfriend's name, the first one?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I forgot.
We're doing great. We're doing great. I don't know. Like, I just feel like Carol was such like a blip in it. And I guess maybe she was a blip in his life. But if I remember correctly, his first girlfriend, I know that she was around, but I don't think she was around as much as they made it
seem. Yeah, I feel like they really played up that.
Because he had several other girlfriends in that mix.
Yeah. Well, like Carol Ann Boone was like the biggest one, I guess, because he proposed to her on the stand. And it was like his like trial.
He really got her pregnant. So that's real.
Yeah, and so it's God. Imagine being Ted Bundy's kid.
Oh, that kid is just changed. Name is changed.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sure they were someone Boone, but
maybe
that is associated with Bundy. So they might have been like, just call me Bob Seger. And that's how we got Bob Seger.
I think they had a daughter.
Yeah, I think they did too.
Yeah.
Bobby Ann.
Bobette? No. Yeah, it was all right. I think that people were panicking about the glorification. And I mean, if anything, it was respectful. There was like nothing shown. But that didn't bother me as much as there was just parts of the movie that I was just genuinely bored. And I love good dramas. I don't need like, you know, gore and sex to have fun, mm-hmm. but. I was like, we get it. You're charming.
I'll admit I did get a little bored and like I had to come back to it. Like I watched, I don't know, 3/4 and then I was like, all right, well, I know what happens at the end, but then I was like, okay, I know we're going to be talking about it in the podcast. I mumble and I freaking slur my words a lot. So let me repeat that sentence because I could hear me. Because I knew we were going to be reviewing it on the podcast. So I watched like the end of it and I was just like, okay, yeah, pretty much like Ted Bundy was charming. Okay, let's just slap us over the face with that a million times and then show him having sex with Carol Ann Boone.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if turtleneck sales went up after that movie came out.
Oh, God, I bet they did.
So many people do fucking turtlenecks and culottes. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What were you thinking?
How many people are like, you know what? I think VW bugs are cool again.
Bring that back.
Yeah, definitely not a creepy stalker vibe from those guys.
All right, that was good. Okay, do you want to talk about what we're talking about today? This is like a really serious subject, just so I feel like I have to like bring up some comedy to like try to break the silence.
Yes, we're just going to sing this.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're pretty much going to go into people of color and cosplay and, you know, our personal experiences with cosplay as two pretty non-colored people, pretty white over here. Sarah's side is maybe
I'm a little mixed. Here's the big thing I to clarify, because I feel like that may have been a little mumbly. So we want to talk about white people or white-looking people who cosplay fictional characters that are of color, people of color. So, you know, if I wanted to cosplay Princess Tiana or, you know, Michonne from Walking Dead, something like that, I want to make it very, very, very clear that there is a whole other half of this story, which is from someone's point of view who is a person of color and their experience cosplaying white characters and having to watch white people cosplay, you know, people that are the characters that are people of color. That is not what we're talking about. That is a whole other thing. And we can definitely talk about that. But to be very clear, is a white. Beep. I have to take a drink. Bleep that out. I just said
my extremely white.
I just said her real name, guys. So, D is a white woman, and I am a white looking woman who is Mexican Puerto Rican. So, I still benefit from white privilege. I do have a little bit of Irish in me, so I'm not 100% Latina. And so, I don't want to speak on behalf of anybody who I cannot represent properly. I know D, you feel the same way. Mm-hmm. So, this entire thing is going to be from our point of view, and we will try our best to only speak of a type of person or experience that we ourselves have had. Did that make sense? Yeah? Very serial.
I speak on behalf of everyone who glows in the dark when the lights go out.
I speak on behalf of the trees. All right. Cool. Do you want to talk about why is this a big deal? Why do we have to talk about this?
Oh my God. It's such a big deal because I see white there just like the other month. I saw this white girl who had put on horribly blotchy fake tanner to cosplay Princess Jasmine.
Oh,
and she was telling people that it was okay, like you're allowed to do this and it's part of the costume. And oh my God, it was insane. And she just wasn't getting it. And people were commenting on her photo like, no, color of the skin is not that's not a costume. Mm-hmm. And so of course things got political and she was talking about her guns and her red hat.
What? That escalated quickly.
Yeah, it's like just because you support the Second Amendment all of a sudden you're racist. Like, I don't understand. I don't
see. Yeah,
but yeah, it was bad. And it's like the color of someone's skin is not a costume, if you can believe that. Like,
what?
Mechian, and they're, you know, you want to paint yourself green because you're freaking Piccolo. but he's a made-up race, and he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So
I think one thing, and I feel like this might be moot to anybody's listening, but we have to say it. So cosplaying is costume play when you decide to dress up like your favorite character or fandom, or honestly, nowadays, it's evolved to pretty much anything. So, and though I think the one big defining difference is it's when you're not doing it for Halloween or the Halloween season or for like a play. So if you're out and about at a convention and you want to dress as Wonder Woman because she's your boo, that is cosplay. And there's a little bit of history, Dee kind of mentioned it, about why it's not okay. And I think we know the obvious thing is slavery, and the Jim Crow era and minstrel shows and the very obvious blackface. And that's evolved now to what, yellow face, red face.
Yeah.
Brown face, all of that, the classic stereotypes, the sleepy Mexican, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not okay to do that. The concept is that we have, it's not the concept, it's the truth. Some people would say it's a concept. We've evolved from that. We know it's not okay. And there's a lot of underlying hurt feelings. I think that's the word I would use when you do something like that. And so, you know, just don't fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking do it. Yeah, it's a big deal. And we were kind of talking about this. I think that there are a couple big issues that white people cosplaying people of color, if they don't do it right, there's some big issues that get brought up and they have absolutely nothing to do with cosplay. They have to do with our history and, you know, people are still hurting and people are still growing. Like, there's a lot of things that this country is trying to figure out. And when you kind of make these wrong decisions, it's going to bring up these bigger issues. And you can't be like fucking Princess Jasmine on Facebook, like, it's a natural tan, leave me alone. No, it's natural. Like, I can't do it. So one thing this needs to be a tit for tat. So you're going to need to interrupt me here, Dee.
Okay.
there's a couple of things. The first thing that has kind of come up, and I've talked about it before, obviously, I'm a mom. And there's this weird blurred line that, in my opinion, needs to be a lot stronger, a lot clearer of a line, where, you know, we have cosplay. There's a certain point where how young do you have to be where it's not cosplay anymore? Because when you're a kid, you dress up all the fucking time. It's just for fun, right? Then you go to theme parks, whatever. So there's like this weird point where, you know, suddenly you're like, what, you're 13 and so it's cosplay all of a sudden? I don't know what the line is. We should figure that out.
Well, I feel like once your parents stop forcing you to dress up, and once you're like, you know what, I want to learn how to sew or make armor or jewelry, and I want to do this on my own, I think that's when it becomes cosplay and not
start
like
buying your own
just
stuff.
Want to dress up on Halloween.
Yeah, okay.
My parent is putting this costume on me for whatever reason.
Yeah. So there's a big conversation about what's okay and what's not. And I want to use Moana as an example. So when Moana came out, they came out with a boy Maui costume, and the top half was a muscle suit, and it was like his skin color, Maui. And it had all the tattoos on it. And people were livid because in their opinion, it was like, and I mean, they're not wrong. A kid was wearing Maui's skin. He was like wearing skin as a costume and wearing these tattoos as a costume. And it was a really big, angry discussion. And Disney never changed the costume. They stuck to it. And there are people defending it on both ends. Like, because I know this is kind of the first time we were talking about this for you. Mm-hmm. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
Tell me why.
Well, I know it's like a kid and they don't know any better, but it's the parent who's buying it. So right there you can be like, no, let me tell you about the indigenous Hawaiian people or the South Pacific people who these tattoos are cultural elements in. You know, I don't know a lot about it, but like even Maui says, like, this tattoo is from this, and like he explains each one and like they mean stuff and their history and tradition, and just like taking Maui's skin first of all is weird, and then like wearing it and having your little child in a muscle suit with someone else's skin and tattoos is a little weird. And I mean, I don't put it past Disney just putting it out there and not no apologies, just like, fuck it, I'm doing whatever I want, I'm Disney.
Can I ask you, how would you fix the costume to make it okay?
I don't know, I just wouldn't have...
No,
like,
tell me.
Even wear like a grass skirt and...
And?
And the... Does he have a necklace?
Yeah. So what's the kid going to wear in the top half?
You know what? He can wear a winter jacket because...
No, you have to add... See, like, I'm doing that on purpose. Obviously, I don't think it's okay either, but I...
Like, if you don't have... Like, no one's going to have those tattoos. I understand. And it's like... But it's like... It is like putting on... Like, your skin isn't... If it's like a cultural thing, your skin isn't a costume. Like... That's almost like race facing right there, because those tattoos are culturally significant and they mean something. And it's not like a white girl getting a butterfly on her ankle, you know, like they don't take
Coachella.
Yeah, like you do these tattoos when something happens, or, you know, it's social status or power or prestige. Like, it's not just a tramp stamp. So I would say that could be race facing if you're putting on another culture's, you know, cultural imagery or their skin, essentially.
Yeah, no, I see that. Yeah, and but the reason why I asked that question is not because I'm like, you're wrong, but I think that it was important to talk about that, because I think that's why Disney didn't care, because also the tattoos, like there's that other little Maui on his body that's actually a character. So then you would not have that character. Like, there's so many weird lines. I mean, just make the right decision and don't do it. But
I mean, he has a giant weapon, and it's like, if you have a kid with that weapon and a grass skirt, everyone's going to know who he is. He's the only guy with that hook.
Yeah, they could have modified something, like made a shirt or something. You know, whatever. But yeah. So that's a big thing that's happening right now in, like, the lower end and trying to figure out.
And that's news to me. I didn't even know that was going on.
It's love the pouncing. The other big reason why it's an issue is cultural appropriation. Budget appreciation. You want to talk about that?
Oh, I love talking about cultural appropriation.
It's the best.
Yeah, I hate that shit. I always, oh, God. I hate seeing white people in cornrows, first of all. Let me just
I hate that for several reasons. Same thing with dreads.
White people in dreads.
The right decision was not made a lot. That was white people with dreads is a series of bad decisions, and we are only witnessing the end of that series. There were many things happening before.
Yeah, like, just don't do it.
But Vikings had them.
It's time to, no one is getting it from the Vikings, okay? They're not like, you know what, do you see any Scandinavians? Actually, I have seen a Scandinavian with dreadlocks.
Oh no, was he smoking kush?
No, he's actually a Finnish reggae artist, so it's like, whoa, what the fuck is he doing? But his music is actually pretty bomb, I'm not gonna lie. Mm. I love it. But we won't get into that. I don't know. If you're like in Scandinavia and you're like, I want to honor my Viking ancestors because Leif Erikson is my great, 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 great grandfather, go for it. But if you're a white person in America or pretty much anywhere else, then you're not like, yeah, I'm going to honor my Scandinavian roots and yeah, have dreadlocks. You got it from black people.
Yeah.
And you don't want to admit it.
So, cultural appropriation, at times also phrased cultural misappropriation, is the adoption of elements of one culture by members of another culture. This could be controversial when members of a dominant culture appropriate from disadvantaged minority cultures.
Yeah, not so much like adopting sometimes, it's just like straight up stealing and then being like, oh my God, I invented cornrows, I'm so trendy. Coachella!
So, I always use this example. We'll just go back to Moana because we were already talking about it. Here's how I interpret the difference between cosplay, cultural appropriation. Cosplay is copying an exact character. Appropriation is copying a culture. So, if I was, and yes, this does count America, wearing a hula girl outfit with like my coconut shells and my Lays, cultural appropriation. If I made an exact copy of a Moana costume, even though it has all those same elements, that's okay. Are you on the same page? Or are you?
Yeah, I see it. Yep.
You know what, though? I'm gonna touch on this real quick. There's also, I have come across other people, especially people of color, who have a silent frustration, I would say the word is. And this is just my own personal experience, my own personal people in my circle. This is not like everybody, who have their own frustration. And the only way I can explain it is like cosplay appropriation.
Oh, that's new.
Where, you know, there's only so many of people of color in this community in terms of characters, like mm-hmm. Korra, Legend of Korra, Princess and the Frog, like, all this stuff, right? There's, I know there's more, but there's not that much more.
Yeah.
You know? And this idea of white people cosplaying some of these really significant characters hurt them, frustrated them, because, and like, I'm only going to touch on this a little bit, you know, there are, my personal friend who is a Black woman, you know, has been bullied or scrutinized or had issues with cosplaying or playing white characters. It's just, you know, comments that would never happen if she was a white woman.
Yeah.
And then a white person could cosplay a person of color and there's no comments, you know, as long as they're doing everything correctly. And it's kind of this personal hurt of, you know, we only have so many, and like, it's not even that you're cosplaying one of these characters. It's that you just have the option to do it and it's not a big deal. Like that, just the notion of doing it hurts because it's a reminder of the privilege and the freedom that a white person might have over a Black person when it comes to cosplay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember because it's all personal story, was talking about, I really, 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 really wanted to cosplay Michonne, and I was asking her about it, and I was like, I'm going to be really respectful. Obviously, I was never going to do like dark and skin makeup anyway, but I wanted her 2 cents on how I could do or people would know I was her. And I was nervous because she has dreads. So is that okay? You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And her reaction was like so cold to me. And I was really confused. Like, I was like, did I make you angry? And she goes, no, it's just like, of course you're going to do that because you can. And it was like, what? And I was like a baby cosplayer. Like, I'm not racist. Like, you know, that's how it always works. Cause you know, you have to like, put your own pride to the side and need to be, because that's, everybody does that. Like, I'm not racist. You don't fucking know me. I was like, no one said you're racist, but like, you need to check your privilege. And that was definitely a big old fat privilege check. That's something too that I think is kind of like a little sub bubble of cultural appropriation.
Yeah. How we can just do it and no one cares. And then yeah. Even like the big, like Kay Bear, she's, I've mentioned her before, but even, you know, lesser known, you know, cosplayers of color, they still get hate, like, oh, you're not white, or like dumb shit like that, like, oh, you would have looked better if you were white. And it's like, yeah. There's like 5 Black cosplayable characters in anime because Japan doesn't know what a Black person is, and they're all either like stereotypical like blackface or just like a side character. And it's like, there's like no one, there's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to be like, oh yeah, I'm Black, so I'm just going to cosplay one of these 5 people. Great. Thanks for letting me in this community.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Girl, thanks for being fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that sucks. That's awful. Like I can't even imagine, literally can't, because I don't have that problem because of literally the stupidest reason in the world, just the luck of the draw when I was born. Okay, so that's a great way to segue into the third and final privilege. You don't get followed in stores.
Oh, you my God. Get
hired faster. The cops don't want to shoot you. White privilege. You like that? I'm going to get
That's like, people are like 2.5 men.
People are going to hate us after this episode. A lot of angry chump people are going to be mad at us.
Iggy just cut out every time Sarah sings and just.
Oh my God. No one will know. No one can know I'm liberal. Great. Okay. We kind of touched on that. The reason why you need to be classy or just correct when you're cosplaying a character that is a person of color, is that we live in a fucking world where you had everything fucking handed to you because of the color of your skin, and this is just one more thing to add to your belt, and you need to understand and be sensitive to all the fucking dark people around you.
Oh, but I feel so oppressed because I don't have any rights as a white man. They already have all the rights. They can do everything they can.
Yeah, no. And we were kind of talking about this too. This was a hard lesson for me to learn because I am Mexican and Puerto Rican, but I am very fair. I'm practically white. I look white. You would not know I was Hispanic looking at me at all. I grew up in America my whole life. So even when I speak Spanish, when I speak English, I have a perfect, you know, no accent.
Como están, friend?
Oh, no, don't. Cut that out. Can I have some Taco Bell? Musico de Mayo. Pew, pew.
Stan.
Como, donde está la biblioteca? I've cosplayed a couple, you know, Hispanic characters or something like that, and I've gotten like mean comments on my Instagram or something, and I have to be like, hi, I forgot to wear my giant I'm Mexican sticker on my forehead. My bad. And so I've found myself in a place where sometimes I have to even be careful how I celebrate my own culture because I invite, you know, negative that I don't mean to. And most people are always very understanding, and people forget, you know, especially like it is a classism thing. I can get into the whole thing about, you know, Mexican classism and stuff like that, but Mexico City is tons of white people, but you know, same thing, guess what? They're treated better in their country too. So no one wants to fucking hear that. So I think it's really important to be sensitive about that. And you need to check your ego out the door, because it was a hard lesson for me to understand that nobody cares. Nobody cares if I am Mexican. I don't look Mexican. So guess what? Yeah. Don't have the fucking same problems. It's about checking that privilege, because just white privilege doesn't necessarily mean you have to be white. It means that you benefit from this concept.
Yeah, you're white passing.
Yeah, that's the best way. My whole family is it's bananas. That's what I have to say about that. White privilege is the societal privilege that in some countries benefits white people over non-white people, particularly if they are otherwise under the same social, political, or economic circumstances. This is some educational shit, y'all. Document this. If you're a teacher, feel free to play this in your high school classroom. I think we're very educational.
Or not.
Or, you know.
Your kids' IQ's dropping.
Nah, this is like some LeVar Burton shit. We're reading the fucking rainbow. Were you just trying to sing Reading Rainbow?
No, but I can if you'd like.
No, I just heard a, oh. You have anything else to say about white privilege?
There's a lot I could say on it, but maybe I'll not, because I don't want to get too political into the socioeconomic mud of it all. But in regards to cosplay, yeah, I personally don't cosplay characters of color. I mean,
but can I ask though? So here we go. Because you cosplay tons of anime characters.
Yeah. And they're all big old round eye baka guy jean looking mother.
Yeah, but wouldn't the justification be, because I've read plenty of articles that a lot of those people, I mean, there are defined white characters in animes, but a lot of them, they say are Asian.
Well, then I guess Japanese. They're white passing. Like, you can usually, you can tell, like, okay, so for instance, a very popular anime like Evangelion, that's like based in the real world, quote unquote. It takes place in Tokyo. Like, there's one character who is of German European descent, and her name is Asuka, and that's 100% a Japanese name. Like, I don't know what German person would be naming their kid that. But so it's like she's still white, but she has a very Japanese name. And then, or maybe she's half Japanese. I can't remember. It's been years since I've seen it. But then there's the main character whose name is Shinji, very Japanese name as well. He looks white and his dad looks 100% Caucasian, but like they're 100% Japanese. So I think a lot of it has to do with Japan losing World War II to the Americans. Yeah. And our standards of beauty have been forced upon them. And so they're like, we're going to draw all of these characters with big, beautiful eyeballs that take up 3/4 of their face. And we're going to give them wacky hair colors. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be named super Japanese names, but they're going to like look and act like Americans. Like they're going to be boisterous and they're going to be outgoing and they're going to be loud and talkative. And that's like the complete opposite of your stereotypical Japanese woman or man. Uh-huh. So it's like, I don't know, I guess everyone in an anime is like a passing white person, unless it's like historically based, like some historically based anime that I don't know about. I know there's like plenty, but I just can't think of one right now.
Got a little Japanese history in there.
Everything has to do with World War II. It all circles back
to that. It all goes up to, yeah, back to World War II. All right. Yeah. Okay. I have a list of things here that they can be either allowed or not allowed when it comes. Oh, yeah. I'm quizzing you. If you were paying attention to the lecture, then you'll know all the answers.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is super easy. All right. Okay. Coloring your skin to match a character that is a normal color, skin color. Is that a yes or a no when it comes to cosplaying POCs?
Oh, God. That's a hard no, guys.
Yes.
If you're even thinking about it, just don't do it.
Yeah.
The browns are away.
If you are copying a character's exact costume, is that a yes or a no?
Yeah, man. That's a yes.
It's a yes. Painting your skin blue.
That's a yes.
Oh.
I prematurely blued myself.
You're going to get harder now.
Oh, great.
All right. Using makeup effects and tools to alter your eye shape.
Oh, no. Unless you're like doing like the huge, gigantic eye where you just like, you know, extend the bottom, like you put fake eyelashes below your real eyelashes. But if you're like, yeah, I'm going to look more Asian or like weird shit like that, no, don't do that.
Using tanning techniques. That's it. Just very generic.
If you're doing it because you like to tan and you're like, it's summer, I'm going to go tanning. Oh, coincidentally, even then, no, just don't do it.
Don't do it. Save your skin. It's not good.
Save your skin.
You should just not do it. Yeah. You should just not do it.
Take a book, take a page from my book and stay in a basement all day under fluorescent lights.
Take a look. It's in a book. I brought it back. All right. All right. The final one, seeing somebody doing cosplay inappropriate, you should always call them out.
If I'm seeing someone paint their skin dark colors?
Or anything, whether it's on the internet or in person, you should just tell them that what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah, maybe do it discreetly, but if they're going to be like, no, I own a gun and I'm going to color my skin, then yeah, put them on blast.
I think put them on blast no matter. Tell them, yeah, I think that if we tolerate racism, it's never going to go away. Like, we've been polite for years, and guess what? They were hiding all the time. We need to bring that shit back out.
Oh, God.
Bring back some witch burnings.
Keep the witches. Burn the freaking racists.
All right. That's true. Witches are dope. They're dope as fuck. They're cool. They bring me crystals. All right. Yeah. Please, witches, don't yell at me. I love crystals. All right. Great. Recap. If you're going to cosplay somebody of a color, don't be a dick. Use your best judgment, man.
Yes. Oh yeah. My gosh.
For reals. And if you ever see me cosplaying somebody Hispanic, don't get mad, because I really am. please. Do you have anything else?
Yeah. Don't get cornrows if you're white. Looks
please stop,
bad.
Just stop. It doesn't. It's rough.
I don't care if you went to Cabo and there's a dude on the beach doing
it. You got some beads? You got
with
beads?
Some beads. Just don't do it.
Man, you ever see that shit in the 70s? Like, what we used to do is beauty, and it was, like, just so not okay, and, like, nobody cared.
What we used to do in middle school Kids would come back from spring break. Oh, middle school. We go to Florida. And they'd come back just, you hear them jingling down the hallway. And you're like, what is this horde of white girls with beads in their hair?
Fuck, here comes Jenna and her fucking beads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, Amber. When was the last time you washed your hair?
Fuck, Amber. You're disgusting. There's fucking sand in your hair.
God.
Yeah. All right.
I can see your scalp, Amber. You're so white.
Damn it, Amber. Why won't you go to prom with me? All right. I got dark. I'm sorry.
Ew.
All right. That's it. We'll smell y'all later.
The end. Thank you for listening. Like and subscribe and hit that notification bell.
And if we say something that you don't like,
well,
if it's coming from a good place, I'm open to hearing something. But if you're angry because we made a lot of comment about white people doing things wrong, then don't bother because you're probably wrong.
Or just do it anyway because it's the fucking internet and you're going to do it anyway.
No one's going to stop you. Our Instagrams are public.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Have a good one, team. And adios.